Chapter 24, Taken.
I didn't think a place like this could be real,
Riverpaw said. Evercloud and Riverpaw stood shin-deep in bog water. The young man looked around as a chill climbed his back, and what he saw wasn't encouraging. They were surrounded by a green fog that smelled like old vegetables. Dead trees intermittently dotted the landscape, their jet-black bark matching the muddy water. Neon green moss grew on the trees like a disease, and large clumps of the same moss floated randomly on the bog's surface. It all made Evercloud feel hollow.
Should it be this cold? Evercloud asked as he fought shivers.
This bog is evil, Riverpaw answered. It's sucking the warmth from us.
A vulture screeched high in a tree, and Evercloud looked up as it bobbed its head. He thought it looked like the vulture was laughing at them.
Did you say something? Riverpaw asked.
No, that was the vulture.
Not the vulture. I heard whispers.
Riverpaw watched the fog in suspense.
Listen.
Evercloud focused his hearing on the surrounding bog, and just as he was about to tell Riverpaw he didn't hear anything, the noise finally reached his ears. It was quiet at first, like the breeze through leaves in the trees, but there was no breeze in the bog, and the trees had no leaves.
What is it?
Evercloud asked.
Shh,
Riverpaw warned. The sounds grew and swelled like barely breaking waves, just the beginnings of what could be voices. Small whispers came at them from all directions. They swore they could make out the words.
Come this way,
the voices whispered.
Look out behind you,
they teased.
She'll make soup of your bones.
Who's there?
Riverpaw called.
Shut up, Evercloud whispered.
I don't think we should announce our presence.
But the voices,
Riverpaw said.
Probably don't want to help us, Evercloud reasoned. I don't think we should listen to them.
Well, I suppose we should start moving then,
Riverpaw said. Evercloud looked around with his arms extended.
Take your pick.
How about the direction we're facing?
Riverpaw said and shrugged.
Looks as good as any other direction.
With little cheer, the cousins moved through Oldham's bog, one soggy step at a time. The dead black trees with their skeleton branches reached for the sky like the hands of drowning men, while Riverpaw and Evercloud scanned the sickly fog, hoping to find a clue. At one point, Evercloud slipped on a patch of moss and tumbled into the water. He came back up, soaking and gasping for air, his body revolting against the icy liquid. Riverpaw helped him to his feet and picked some moss off his shoulder.
It's freezing, Evercloud breathed.
Riverpaw looked at him empathetically.
I suppose walking might warm you up.
Evercloud shivered and nodded as they continued on their search.
Don't come any closer,
the whispers continued.
Stay away. She will set fire to your flesh.
Another vulture screeched far behind them.
How are we supposed to find anything in this place?
Riverpaw asked.
There's nothing but desolation and those creepy voices. Maybe we should try talking to them.
I don't think so, Evercloud said. There's got to be something we're missing. Maybe we should check the trees. They walked on and inspected the trees they came across. A couple times, Evercloud stood upon Riverpaw's back to get a closer look at the branches, and a few times Riverpaw tore bark from the tree trunks. But still they found no clues. They had been walking for what seemed like hours, and there was no change in either the temperature of the air or the thickness of the fog. They moved to the next tree, and what they saw crushed their spirits. Bark had been torn from the trunk, and Riverpaw recognized his own claw marks.
We're walking in circles,
he moaned and shook his head.
I can't believe we're walking in circles.
Evercloud sat down on a mound of green moss and put his head between his knees.
We need rest, Riverpaw, he said. We need fresh minds and bodies to figure out this puzzle.
Where would we rest?
The bear asked.
In the cold water?
Well, we can't hope to continue like this, Evercloud said, raising his voice. Riverpaw huffed in frustration and leaned his weary body against the tree. It moved under his weight, and the mossy lump Evercloud sat on rose up. The young man turned with wide eyes to see Riverpaw reflecting the same sentiment.
"Are you thinking what I'm thinking?" Evercloud asked.
Riverpaw didn't even answer. He quickly sloshed 20 feet away from the tree and then turned back around. Evercloud knew what was coming and got himself out of the way just as Riverpaw charged the tree. The bear rammed the tree with as much force as he could, and dead branches fell to the ground. He continued to press against the tree, and finally it splashed into the bog below.
"It's not much," Riverpaw said, "but it'll have to do."
"It's more than I could hope for," Evercloud said.
They smiled for the first time since entering Oldham's bog, and then the weary travelers sprawled out on the tree, ready to hide inside the refuge of slumber.
"She'll kill you in your sleep," the whispers in the fog said.
"Let her try,"
Riverpaw muttered. Evercloud yawned.
"Yeah, let her try."
And with that shared fortitude, they fell into a deep sleep. The cousins woke after a lengthy rest to the cold depression of the bog. Evercloud stretched and looked around.
"Well?"
Riverpaw asked.
"Well, I don't think we should just continue walking around randomly," Evercloud said. "That literally got us nowhere. We need a plan."
They sat on the dead tree and tried to think.
"You know," Riverpaw said, "I was having a pretty good dream. It was a shame to have to wake up to all of this."
"Oh, yeah?"
"Yeah," the bear said. "I dreamed we were back on Grey Mountain and we were heroes. We had returned after finding the ancients and defeating the great tyrant. There was a feast in the arena. You should have seen it."
Riverpaw licked his lips.
"Fresh bread and pudding, cake and fruit. Watermelon, Evercloud. Do you know how long it's been since I've eaten watermelon?"
"You do like your watermelon," Evercloud agreed.
"Ah, I must have had 3 big ones to myself. And the fish..."
Riverpaw shook his head.
"I can't even begin to describe it."
"Yeah," Evercloud said. "This is a pretty rough place to wake up in after a good dream."
"How about you?" Riverpaw asked. "Good dreams?"
"Yeah," Evercloud nodded.
"Well, out with it,"
Riverpaw said.
"I'd rather not." Riverpaw furrowed his brow. "Here we are, risking our lives together, and you're gonna bottle up. Are you joking?"
"Fine," Evercloud said, "but I don't want to hear any goofy remarks out of you. Got it?" "I was dreaming about... Yolana."
"Ah," Riverpaw said. "That's why you didn't want to tell me."
"I can't seem to get her out of my mind," Evercloud said.
"Now, don't jump down my throat," Riverpaw warned. "But I think maybe you were going to feel this way about the first woman you saw, no matter what."
"She's not the first woman I saw," Evercloud argued.
"First one you talked to?" Riverpaw asked.
"Well, maybe," Evercloud said, and looked to his feet. "But it's more than that. There's something there. I feel a deep connection with her. I can't explain it."
"Am I the only one you've told?"
Riverpaw asked.
"Of course you are," Evercloud said. "But I think Ben knows. He made a comment about there being plenty of other women."
"You can only expect as much," Riverpaw said. "Yolana is his sister. Do you remember when I told Shining Sun I found his sister attractive? He hasn't talked to me since."
"Yeah, I suppose," Evercloud said, and then changed the subject. "So anyway, there's still the issue of this bog."
"You had to bring that back up, didn't you?"
Riverpaw complained.
"It's not going anywhere," Evercloud said.
"And you still don't want to talk to the whispers?"
"Maybe we should give it a try," Evercloud conceded.
"No, don't talk to them," a small voice said. "They've got nothing good to say. They're very negative."
Evercloud and Riverpaw turned to see a small white mouse sitting upon a root of a fallen tree.
"Are you?" Evercloud started to ask.
"Yes, I am,"
the mouse said. "And no, you are not." Evercloud and Riverpaw looked at one another in confusion. The mouse scurried onto Evercloud's lap and then sighed in frustration.
I am, he continued, the same mouse you met in the woods. And no, you are not doing a very good job of getting what needs to be gotten.
Can you help us? Evercloud asked.
And what do you think I'm doing right now?
The mouse said.
So you'll show us the way to the apple and the hammer?
Riverpaw asked. The mouse left Evercloud's lap and ran up to the top of Riverpaw's head.
Where's your brains?
The mouse asked, rapping his tiny fist against Riverpaw's skull.
Hello? Anybody in there?
The bear frowned.
Are you going to help us or insult us?
I believe, the mouse said with an air of superiority, I am currently doing both.
All right, mouse, Evercloud said and stood up. Where is the Tree of Death and the Witch's Throne?
How should I know? The mouse replied indignantly. I don't live in this filthy place.
No one lives in this filthy place, Evercloud muttered.
That, the mouse said with emphasis, is not true.
A vulture screeched in the distance, and the mouse perked his ears.
Well, it's time that I be off, or it's time that I be dinner, the little rodent said. Glad to see you're not dead yet, and good luck. You're going to need it.
With that, the mouse disappeared into a hole in the dead tree.
You know, Riverpaw said and turned to Evercloud, I don't really like that mouse.
But Evercloud was not paying attention to his cousin. He was deep in thought. Another screech rent the air, and suddenly Evercloud's eyes brightened.
That's it, he said. I can't believe we didn't think of this.
Think of what? Riverpaw asked.
I'm a human, and you're a bear, and we talk to each other, right?
Yeah,
Riverpaw said. And that mouse can talk to us, right? Evercloud said.
Yeah,
Riverpaw said again, not sure where Evercloud was going with his point. So we should be able to talk to any other creature with the brains to do so, Evercloud said.
What's your point?
Riverpaw asked.
The vulture, Evercloud said.
The vulture,
Riverpaw said in slow epiphany. Without another word, they walked in the direction of the last screech they heard, hoping they had figured out the puzzle of Oldham's Bog.
Hey, you! Riverpaw called. Hey, vulture!
The vulture stuck his wrinkly neck out and peered down at Riverpaw and Evercloud. He looked from one to the other, ruffled his feathers, and ultimately decided to ignore them.
Hey, Riverpaw continued. We want to talk to you.
The vulture turned his gaze to Riverpaw, and again made no reply. Then he looked at Evercloud and called out.
Human, the vulture said. Your bear is talking. Why is your bear talking?
He can do that, Evercloud answered.
He can? The bird asked.
Yes, I can, Riverpaw answered.
Wow, the bird said. That's a new one. I can also rip your stupid head off,
Riverpaw muttered under his breath.
We would like to ask you a few questions, Evercloud said.
Go ahead, the vulture replied. I'm not going anywhere.
We want to know if you can tell us how to find the Tree of Death. The black bird flew down from its perch and landed on a branch just above Riverpaw's head.
I knew it! I knew it! The vulture said, shaking its head. The moment I saw you, I knew you looked like those fools who search for the Tree of Death. I was laughing to myself in thinking that. You know why they call it the Tree of Death, don't you?
Because its fruit is poisonous? Evercloud said.
Yes! The bird replied. So why in the world would you want to find it?
That's not your business, Riverpaw shot back. Now can you tell us how to get there or not?
Look here, bear, the vulture said. Up until a few minutes ago, you didn't even know how to talk, so don't get chippy with me.
Riverpaw growled at the bird. Please, Evercloud said, trying to keep the conversation on track. It's very important that we find it. Will you help us?
What's in it for me? The bird asked.
At a loss, Evercloud turned to Riverpaw for help. They didn't have much of anything to offer the bird. They only carried with them the bare essentials for their survival. Evercloud took his pack off and rummaged through it, but just as he expected, there was nothing they could afford to give up. Evercloud turned back to the bird, empty-handed.
"I'm sorry," he said. "We have nothing to give."
"Everyone's got something to give," the bird said. "How about a story? It gets pretty lonely out here, you know. I'd enjoy a good story if you've got one."
So Evercloud told the only story he knew, his own. He told the vulture of the kingdom of bears, the ancients, the great tyrant, and then he told of their quest. He spun a tale of buffalo hunting, as well as the village of Hendrick, at which point Riverpaw added an account of the standoff with the village officers. Evercloud talked of the Floyd family, with no short description of the beautiful Yolana. He told of the giant crab, Padre Esteban, the dark passageway, and the metal statue. And once Evercloud worked up to the present, he made the rest of the story up with his imagination. He told of a noble vulture who helped the cousins find the items they needed, and how they returned to the White Mountains to free Tanturo. He spoke of how they killed the evil guardians with the apple from the Tree of Death, and everyone lived happily ever after. And of course, in the end, Evercloud got the girl.
"What a story," the vulture said once Evercloud finished. "But I think the noble vulture was the real hero. He should have got the girl in the end."
Yeah, Evercloud said. "I'll be sure to change that part in future telling."
"Well then," the vulture said, "I suppose I owe you my help. I'll fly up in the sky and you follow me from the ground. We'll be at the Tree of Death in no time."
"Thank you," Evercloud said. The vulture turned and spread his wings, preparing to take flight.
"Oh, and by the way," he said, "you may want to consider changing that Riverpaw character. He came off like a real dolt."
Then the bird leapt into the air.
"Let me kill him, Evercloud," Riverpaw begged. "Please let me kill him.
We need him," Evercloud said.
"Fine," Riverpaw grumbled.
Evercloud and Riverpaw followed the vulture as he soared above their heads, and in no more than 15 minutes they noticed changes in the bog. The fog cleared enough that they could see stars in the darkening sky, and they also began to see living trees with vivid leaves that rustled lightly in the breeze.
"This is almost pleasant," Riverpaw observed.
It was getting difficult to see the vulture against the sky, but every once in a while he would screech so they knew where he was. Evercloud also noticed the passing trees were bearing fruit. "It's a good thing we have a guide," he said. "We'd never know which one of these apple trees was the right one."
"Actually," Riverpaw said and gestured ahead, "I don't think there would have been any doubt."
Evercloud scanned the horizon and saw the most beautiful apple tree he had ever seen in his life. It radiated as if it were made of light. The tree was so bright they couldn't believe it was real. They came closer and noticed its leaves tinkled brightly as if they were made of glass. Evercloud walked up and plucked an apple from a branch, and it was warm to the touch.
"I never would have thought a Tree of Death would look more like a Tree of Life," Riverpaw said.
"That's what it wants you to think," the vulture said, now on the ground beside them. "But believe me when I say, one bite of that apple, you'll be dead before you swallow."
Evercloud opened his pack and stuffed the apple deep inside.
"Well, I suppose you'll be leaving now, eh?" the vulture said sullenly.
"Actually," Evercloud said, "we would like to ask another favor of you." The vulture's eyes lit up, happy to be able to retain his company for a while longer. "We need to be taken to the witch's throne," Evercloud said. The vulture's beak dropped, and he shook his head violently.
"No, no, 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 no! I won't do that! Don't ask for that! What is wrong with the two of you? Taken to the witch's throne."
The vulture spat on the ground in disgust. "Please," Evercloud begged. "You must. We'll do whatever you ask of us."
"I ask to not do that,"
the vulture said. "We have to go," Evercloud said. "It's our mission."
"I can't. I can't."
Now the vulture was begging Evercloud.
"You don't know what you're asking. You can't know what you're asking."
Evercloud bent down to the bird and put a gentle hand on its wing. "Do you remember the story I told you, with the noble vulture?" Evercloud asked. The vulture nodded his head.
Sometimes we have to do things that are frightening, Evercloud continued, but we have to be brave, or else there will never be a happy ending. We must be taken to the Witch's Throne. It's the only way. Can you be brave, Vulture? Can you do this for us? The Vulture bowed his head and sighed.
All right, he said. If that's really what you want.
It is, Evercloud said.
And I was just beginning to like the two of you, the Vulture said as he turned and spread his wings.
He flew into the air while Riverpaw and Evercloud watched, ready to follow once again. But suddenly, the Vulture called loudly into the air.
Intruders! He yelled. The bear! The human! Intruders!
The ground quaked, and the cousins almost lost their balance. Evercloud looked at Riverpaw with panic in his eyes.
What have we done? He asked.
Quick, get on my back, Riverpaw said.
As Evercloud climbed aboard, long fibrous tendrils emerged from the bog. Thick and vine-like, they wove along the surface of the water straight at them.
Run!
Evercloud screamed. Riverpaw splashed through the bog as fast as his legs could carry them, but the vines, green with moss and bloated with bog water, gained on them rapidly.
I told you! The Vulture cried. I told you I didn't want to do it! You fools! I told you!
More giant vines rose from the wet blackness, and Riverpaw ran with every ounce of energy he had. Alas, it was no use. The vines caught them, wrapped around them, and dragged them down underneath the freezing waters of Oldham's Bog.